So to demystify the world of sororities and set the record straight, we have the gorgeous, talented, and incredibly kind Shannon. She's a sorority member from the United States. So Shannon, firstly, tell us a little bit more about yourself.
Hi, I'm Shannon Carley, and I'm visiting from America. I'm currently at University of Sydney on my study abroad, and I'm from the University of Minnesota at home from the Chicago area in the States, and then I moved for uni to go to Minnesota. I'm in a sorority called Phi Mu, which is a national organization, and I'm in the chapter at my uni.
There's a common superficial stereotype attached to them. In fact, my brother said, isn't that just a bunch of American girls going shopping and putting on makeup? So Shannon, what exactly are sororities? Set the record straight.
I can see how it would be really easy to watch movies like Legally Blonde and see that sororities look like, you know, a bunch of superficial girls living in a house together and going shopping and getting ready with makeup, like you said. But ultimately for me, a sorority is a group of friends like any other. It's a little bit more structured than just having your friends that you hang out with regularly, but it's an easier way to make a family at a university when you go so far away from home. So it creates a support system on campus built of all these sisters.
But sororities aren't like a regular friendship group because there's specific requirements to enter the circle. You have to be recruited into the group and you have to audition for the group of friends. I know the period to try out for a sorority is called Rush Week. So tell us a little bit more about this process.
It's different at every uni. So at my school, it's 4 days. At other schools, it can be 5 to 7. They could have an entirely different process. So the Greek system and sorority and fraternity life is very, very different at every single university in America. So each day has a different purpose.
Yeah.
Open house day, you go to each individual house. So the girls go to all, at my uni, there's 11 different sororities. So you go to all 11 houses and talk to at least 2 girls in the house. It's a very quick conversation, like get to know you, and you move on and get an initial feel for the house. And then the second day is house tours. They walk you through, they talk more about their sisterhood, what they do in the house, things like that. The third day is philanthropy day, which focuses on the philanthropy that each sorority sponsors. So the national organization picks a foundation. For my sorority, it's Children's Miracle Network Hospitals. Another sorority has the Make-A-Wish Foundation. And on philanthropy day during recruitment, you talk about why that philanthropy is so important to you and the events you do to assist them. We go to the hospital and play with the children, raise money for them, do a lot of beneficial things. So we talk about that day.
On Rush Day, how do sororities determine who they want in their sisterhood?
I think when I'm recruiting personally, I'm trying to find girls that I could be a friend with. So I'm trying to talk to them the same way I would talk to the person sitting next to me in class and get to know them as an individual, which can be tricky in a recruitment process when it's such a short amount of time and you're limited on what you can talk about. And you are not allowed to talk about the 5 B's, which are boys, booze, bills, Bible, and ballot.
For a lot of people, those topics sort of form their identity. So how can you really get to know someone without speaking about these issues? And why can't you speak about these issues?
Yeah, it's tricky. I think the idea about not talking about the 5 B's is that you're making it a very lighthearted conversation and there's not going to be any conflict that arises. Because as you're meeting these girls for the first time, you don't want to have an uncomfortable conversation or put them in a box or have them back you into a corner. So creating a space that's just safe and cuts out anything that's going to be controversial is really beneficial. What you can talk to them about is where they're from, what they like doing, if they like sport or if they like performing, where they travel to on holidays, why they pick this university. There's such a wide range of topics that don't include the 5 B's.
So after the tryout process, each sorority member assigns a girl with a specific rating. And then these ratings are input into a computerized system where an algorithm then determines where they'd be most compatible. But how does the computer actually come to this conclusion?
The computer puts together what all the house's rankings are and what all the girls' rankings are and looks at where the girl is wanted the most and where the girl wants the most. And then they try and match it to the best of their ability. It's not a foolproof process, but it's as close as we're going to get today because there are so many girls going through the process and there's so many girls in the houses. So trying to organize something on this scale is a little bit difficult. So the computer is very helpful for that.
And in terms of recruitment, people may be surprised to know that GPA is an important factor in determining whether a sorority accepts a girl.
Even during the recruitment process, a girl's incoming GPA is very important, and we take that into consideration when we're ranking the girl. So you really look for girls that are going to have the same academic values. So sororities are always based on individual values. My sorority's values are love, honor, truth. And a lot of the honor part ties in with academics and how you want to succeed and be an honorable individual that people can respect. So a lot of outreach events that help girls succeed at uni, because ultimately get a job, succeed in your studies. It's not necessarily just about joining a sorority and making friends and going to social events. So they really try and tie in the importance of academics in what sororities do.
So say you do get accepted into a sorority. Is there some crazy initiation process that you have to go through?
No, so actually that's another thing. It's probably different at every university.
Stereotypes.
Yeah, I think it is a stereotype. And sororities as an organization have evolved so much even in the last 20 years. Mm-hmm. So hazing is something that on my campus is strictly, strictly prohibited. So you're not allowed to make girls feel lesser than just because they're trying to join your sorority. And once they finish the recruitment process on bid day, they're already accepted as your sisters. There's a pledging period before they get initiated as a full-fledged member. Mm-hmm. And during the pledging period, they get to decide if this is the best house for them. But the sorority can't pick on them or treat them any differently. So really, it's a period of bonding, and you're supposed to invite them to different events and hang out with them and just get to know them and make them feel comfortable in the house like that's their home.
And because you are essentially a sisterhood for life, I was told by another American that if you're applying for a job and an employer is from the same sorority as you, they'll feel the need to grant you an interview and give you a job. True or false?
I don't know if they feel like they have to, but I think it's definitely a great icebreaker, and it's a networking tool you can use to get to know women who are alumni of your sorority, and if they happen to be in a field you're interested in, that's an immediate connection to get to know them. I think it's similar to having been on the same sports team with someone, and you can bond over that and talk about, remember this game and that coach, and we can talk about, you know, we do this event every year, and there's things like that you can just bond over. It's not giving you the job, but it's opening the door to a job.
Thank you so much, Shannon. And any final thoughts you want to share with our audience about sororities?
Yeah, so once you're in a sorority, you're kind of representing the organization. They have a saying that you're always wearing your letters. Mm-hmm. So every sorority has a different letter, and you have sweatshirts that would say your organization on it. Mm-hmm. But they say even when you're not wearing that sweatshirt, you're figuratively wearing your letters and representing the organization as a whole. You just can't be doing things that are tactless or not
outside
tasteful.
The parameters of what is deemed an acceptable FIMU.
You talk about that once you're in a sorority and say, these are our values and you should be doing things that are going to represent our values. And really, it's just to form you into a functioning member of this organization. At the end of the day, I think sororities are really what you make of it. I think if you want it to be a superficial organization, that's exactly what it's going to be. Mm-hmm. But if you go into it with an open mind and heart, people are going to be like-minded and want to get to know you for you. And I think the vast majority of girls that I've met in a sorority, that's their intention. So getting to know these genuine girls and just forming a bond is really the greatest thing about a sorority. And I've met all of my closest friends through this organization, and I couldn't be more grateful for that.